here on Radio Now. And what did we get, Mackenzie? It was like a DM or something?
We did. I'm a hopeless romantic. So Brad DM'd the show and is looking for this lady that he hooked up with that he can't stop thinking about.
Is this true, Brad? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah, this is crazy. And honestly, I'm embarrassed to even be calling in about this. But I was at this house party Saturday, and I met this girl dressed as, the red Teletubby.
Oh, that's a great costume.
What is that, Poe? I don't know all the Teletubbies' names. Is that Poe?
I know it sounds weird, but, we hung out all night, and here, this girl was amazing. I mean, full disclosure, I had been day drinking all day, so at the time of this time of the party, I was definitely hammered and don't fully remember everything, but since the party, I can't stop thinking about this girl. I mean, she was funny, downright, so super sexy, even in the Teletubby costume.
I don't understand how anybody could look sexy in a Teletubby costume.
But it's probably different because a lot of girls, get real scandalous for Halloween, so it's something different. Teletubby, I like that.
And we ended up hooking up at the party, and I mean, it was, hot. It was freaking awesome. And, after all that, she went and got water. And while I was waiting, my buddies barged in and grabbed me from the room we were in. They took me because, our Uber was there. But I didn't remember her name or number. But, all I can do is, keep thinking about her smile and, this adorable laugh she had. And I'm literally on my way to work right now thinking about this girl. And, I got to find her. I just got to find her. My buddies were like, just call in. And, maybe they can help you, get the word out there, I guess.
So you don't have a number, a number, no Instagram. Do you remember her name? And what can you give us to help track her down? Anything or no?
Well, here's the problem. It's the whole conversation, she's a red Teletubby. And, then we fooled around, it was dark, So, even hair color, all that. Like I said, I've been day drinking. I was pretty, I don't know. She was cute.
I mean, I guess we could try to help you, Brad, but I don't know what we're even looking for besides, hey, were you a red Teletubby on Saturday night?
Well, hey, that's a start.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Could we rekindle the love that happened on Saturday?
And can I just say the party was downtown, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All right, 833-563-2539. If you were a red Teletubby or maybe one of your girlfriends was and maybe she hooked up with a guy, at least give us a call. Maybe we can make a connection here. 833-563-2539. Brad, why don't you hang on and we'll see if we can find that lost Teletubby for you.
All right, good luck.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and Porkchop, are you saying we actually, okay, hang on. Brad, we actually have a girl on the phone that says she's the Teletubby girl.
No.
Do you want to talk to her? What if this is the one?
Oh my God, dude, really? I didn't think you'd be able to find her. Hell yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
This is so exciting.
Teletubby girl, is this you?
Yeah, it's me. I was dressed as a Teletubby at that party, and I remember going down to the basement and having a super steamy hookup with Brad, and I was so into him, too. This is crazy. I've been trying to figure out how to get a hold of him since.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God, I can't believe this is you. I remember the basement. We went upstairs to the bathroom, but is this really you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, duh. That's what I meant. I was super drunk.
Oh, have you been thinking about him like he's been thinking about you?
Yes, of course. I mean, I've been thinking about our hookup and all about him, and I'm so glad that I heard this.
Ooh.
I can't even believe you did hear it. That's so weird. Your voice sounds different on the phone, but it's you.
Well, of course it is. Why else would I call in?
Liz, were you talking to him as a Teletubby, just playing in character? oh, hey. Good.
This is so wild. Oh my gosh, we have to reunite you guys.
I'm kind of nervous now. I don't know if this is, freaks me out, I guess, because she sounds a little bit different. So I'm like, I guess maybe I'm just nervous. What do you guys, I don't know.
Yeah, I
apologize.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is her voice that dramatically different than in person? I mean, and you were drunk. You sure you remember what she sounded like?
That's why I'm second guessing everything right now because I don't know. Now I'm freaked out that she said the basement and like I said, I day drank and I was drunk. But I guess I don't know. I watched too many catfish or something. I'm like freaking out right now, guys.
All right. Hey, Brad, I have a question. This is Pork Chop. So, like, usually when I hook up with someone, you know, there's something like memorable. Like, if I hook up with someone, they're like, oh, wow, like it's so big. So maybe, you know, is there something
oh,
like,
yeah, they say
maybe
that all
noticeable
the time.
That she might notice about you?
So I got this totally embarrassing tattoo on my ass. And
so wait, don't say what it is.
Okay.
So, I don't know how I would remember that. I was hammered, and it's me, I swear. I mean, you can meet me tonight, and I'll prove it to you.
Ooh, date. Yeah. Are you down for that, Brad? Would you do it?
Yeah, I'm super nervous, but it's worth a shot, right? Because if it is you, like, I don't know, love at first sight, so let's just do it.
Girl, do you have a button nose? Because he mentioned that.
Yes, I do.
Okay, we got to hook this up. They have
so
to
wait,
meet.
You guys are actually going to go out then tonight?
Yeah, we'll be there.
I mean, she says she's Teletubby.
Okay, off air, we'll have Chop swap the numbers, and we'll arrange a little rendezvous. But yeah. You guys have to call us back after, like, tomorrow and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I want an update. I want to know if there's a true love here.
What if you guys get married, and it's all because we reunited you guys? Oh.
Were you talking as Poe there, too? All right, we will see how things go here with Brad and Liz and see if true love comes from a Halloween party hookup this time tomorrow here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Thanks, guys.
This is so exciting.